Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that combines precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. The alignment of these brands supports farmers, dealers, and OEMs globally. PTX Trimble and Precision Planting understand the challenges of farming. That's why they design solutions to help you implement technology and automation on your farm. They knew there was a better way, so they're building it together. With a combined set of products from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble, there are now precision ag technologies to touch all brands, equipment types, and farms. PTX spans the entire crop cycle, from land prep to planting, spraying to harvesting, and each pass in between. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
Well, AFR Day was held at the Capitol yesterday, which is an opportunity for all AFR members to head to the Capitol and talk to their legislators about the most important things to them. I caught up with Scott Blueball, AFR president, to talk about AFR Day.
Well, today's our big day here at AFR. We bring our membership in basically to learn how to lobby and to meet with their senators or representatives, talk about issues that are important to them. And issues that our policy committee developed over the last year. And just remind these folks up here that we have a large membership, about 61,000 members in Oklahoma that we represent. And so just to remind them, we have a lot of voters in their districts, and so they might want to pay attention to our policy positions.
Blueball said the discussion on water metering throughout the state is also a big topic.
Water's a big topic. We're going to hear from some of the legislators today on the water deal. I will tell you, we kind of have a divided camp on water. I think most of the organizations do have a divided camp on water. We've got some that want metering throughout the state. We have some that want it under certain circumstances, and we have some members that don't want it at all. And so it's really hard to dive in deep when your membership is that split in different regions of the state on the issue. But we do know that our aquifers they're drying up, and we know the Ogallala out in the Panhandle is drying up. I've had several of our members that raise corn out there tell me they can't raise corn anymore because they don't have enough water anymore.
To hear my complete conversation with AFR President Scott Blueball, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, on Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that due to budget constraints, they have made the decision to cancel the July cattle report and discontinue the county estimates for crops and livestock, among other changes. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Ethan Lane quickly denounced the move, saying it's disingenuous for the same agency which touts its commitment to transparency in livestock markets to arbitrarily cease publication of reports which provide just that. While it may be politically expedient to blame appropriations in Congress for the actions, cattle producers know better than to believe discontinuing a handful of reports will result in big cost savings for the department. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association also upset. They offered this statement: OCA is in full agreement with NCBA calling for USDA to reinstate these important reports. The cattle industry needs robust information in order to understand accurate feeder cattle numbers and movement. Of critical importance right now is heifer retention as we grapple with how and when herd rebuilding will take place. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.